A Passage to Success. Hello, everyone, from the 91st Annual Meeting of the American Farm Bureau Federation in Seattle, Washington. I'm Lee Maddox, and this is Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.
We're looking forward at a chance to win a new truck.
35-year-old Brian McLaren and his wife Samantha of Overton County are two of the many from Tennessee attending the American Farm Bureau Convention this week in Seattle, Washington. And today, the two will be competing with other state farm bureaus in the Excellence in Agriculture Award and the chance to bring home that new Dodge pickup truck.
Excellence in Ag is a competition based on leadership, and it is open to part-time farmers only. If you're a full-time farmer, you're not eligible. So this is tailored for the part-time farmers and based largely on your leadership abilities and experience and things that you've done in the past.
Now, the McLarens are the six generations on their family farm that dates back to 1892. Brian takes care of the beef herd, the hay crop, and the hardwood forest. Samantha is a family physician. As part of the Excellence in Ag competition, the contestants choose three primary issues that they will discuss.
Our three issues is telling ag story, getting out and talking to people. Also, online with websites, Facebook, MySpace, those type of things. And food safety is our second issue, letting you know who is involved and who's watching after your food, making sure that it's safe to eat. And the third issue is the economic times, basically what a young farmer would face if they were trying to get into farming today.
Now, also competing today are Eric and Joanne Maupin of Dyer County for the nation's Top Young Farmer of the Year Award, and Andy Holt of Weakley County is representing Tennessee in the Young Farmer Discussion Meet Contest. Now, addressing the Farm Bureau delegates today is Hall of Fame quarterback and Texas rancher Terry Bradshaw. And we'll have much more from Seattle tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.